What's up, everyone, and welcome back to our Slab Sox Sundays episode here on the Slab Sox YouTube channel. My name is Aaron, joined by Julian, as we delve into PWCC weekly auction number 115 for this week's episode, which does land on Easter. So happy Easter to everyone. Hope everyone had a great day if you celebrate Easter. And I am excited to be back for another episode. And I know Julian is too, I think, at least. And
I'm always excited, Aaron. Come on.
A little bit different episode tonight, honestly. I know that, you know, a lot of people have come to the PWCC Slab Sox Sunday streams over the last maybe a year or a couple of years as, you know, seen in Julian's Who Be Buying segments. There might be quite a few Panini cards that have landed on there. Even myself, you know, talking about Panini and what they've done in recent years. We haven't been as fond of that, but there are quite a bit nice Panini cards in the auction tonight. And we're going to be playing a good old episode of Gas or Trash with a bunch of Panini cards in tonight's episode. So there is one in particular that I'm extremely huge fan of, and I'll tell everyone why here in a bit, but stick around for the episode as we do check out so many of the different Panini cards, which you can already see there's two in the top three of the ones I favored. We got Mookie Betts gold auto there, which he's had a spectacular start to the season for the Dodgers, who just had a massive potential comeback win. I know that they just took the lead in the eighth, and I had it on Sunday Night Baseball. Yeah, they're up 5-4 now. But Betts has been absolutely amazing. But this Wemby and this Giannis right here, two of the top Panini cards in the auction. On top of that, you know, before we start talking about these cards, the final four is now set. I love that. The final four is now set. And NC State has made a miraculous run, not only of an 11 seed making a final four, but that's an 11 seed that never would have made the tournament without winning their conference tournament. Which they never would have made if they didn't win five straight games in 5 days, including against Duke and UNC. And then they beat two seed Marquette. And then they beat Duke for a second time within a month. Duke fans have to be down horrendous knowing they got beat by DJ Burns.
America's hero twice
in a month. I was, you know, pretty upset after the Marquette game for my parents and watching that game do their brick and threes like crazy. But it kind of always washed under today, knowing that Duke lost as well. Dude, DJ Burns is an absolute stud. Like, he's so much fun to watch him play. He's got finesse like crazy. And this is my plea to have a Bowman U Now autograph of Gilbert Burns. So not Gilbert Burns, excuse me, that's a fighter. DJ Burns. So if we can get a DJ Burns Bowman U Now autograph, that would be a crazy card to see in today's market. Unfortunately, we have no Bowman U cards of DJ Burns, so it's hard to cover anything about his price movement. But DJ Horn, his teammate, also another DJ, has cards, who was on Arizona State last year. I know his has been rising a lot as he had some big games in this run, but it's just really wild to see. I think it's now 9 games in something like 16 or 18 days or something like that, which is insane considering every single game was an elimination game because they never would have made this tournament if they didn't win that conference title. So I would say, I know that like VCU made that run to the Final Four shock and stuff like that, but this has got to be the most impressive like March run we might have ever seen. And there's probably some other ones I just don't know of that were a long time ago, but at least in my lifetime, this is the most impressive Final Four run we've ever seen. I mean, incredible feats from NC State.
It's why we love March. I mean, there's stories like this that happen, and it's crazy. Yeah. Like, this guy who most people have never heard of is just like popping off and everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Because like, for obvious reasons, he's a dog. But you know what's even crazier is I was like looking at his stats. I think his season stats were like 12 points per game. And he's like consistently putting 20 plus up.
I think he's averaging like 18 a game right now in the tournament. Liberty and Butler as well. But I mean, I would have to go and look at Butler and everything, what they did to get there. I think that was with Gordon Hayward and, they made the finals and they lost to Duke, I think, in the championship game. But just a, you know, this is just a crazy thing here from NC State. And I'm actually very curious to see 10. But then on the women's side, tomorrow is going to be some absolutely unbelievable matchups with LSU and Iowa and USC and UConn. I'm super pumped to see that those games tomorrow. What seed was Butler?
Don't forget.
But Butler was a 5 seed though. Like Butler was a 5 seed. So they were already going to be in no matter if they won their conference or not. Go ahead.
Don't forget for women's basketball, we got Wisconsin playing in the NIT against SLU.
Oh, really? Wisconsin?
Don't forget about that. Put that up there with LSU, Iowa.
Nah, yeah, tomorrow's rematch is going to be – it's going to be box office, as they say. And then the I can't wait to watch Paige play tomorrow night. She's been on a roll. But let's dive into this auction tonight, and let's just start looking at some of these cards and giving some gas or trash grades, okay? Now, this is going to be opinionated. This is going to be – everyone has their own subjective take on some of these cards. But we'll give ours, and you all can let us know yours as well. And we'll try to read off – try to read off some of your comments as we go tonight. So we're not going to touch just every single card, highest to lowest, but we are going to talk about some of the marquee ones, and then some of the other ones are more affordable as well. So Wemby is Wemby, and all he has really is Panini Spurs rookie, so there's really no point in debating gas or trash on this. So we're actually going to skip this one, and we're going to get to the Giannis.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we doing card alone or factoring in the price?
That's a good point. I think that we should take a holistic approach to this, factoring price too, because in the end, I mean, that's the dollars that people are, you know, prospectively looking to spend and maybe could spend elsewhere. So we're just going to skip the Wemby though. I'm sure we might run into some more Wemby as we go on.
He's crazy though. He's crazy.
Dude, that's why. And that's also why we're skipping it. Cause I mean, I guess we could just say here is that might be gas because dude, 40 and 20 from a 19-year-old rookie is absolutely insane. First one up is Giannis, 2013. Prism Silver, PSA 10. Let's not get a sarcastic answer. Let's get a real answer from Julian. Julian, you know, this card is way more rare than now silvers we see nowadays. I mean, I could look up the population just to at least give you an idea before you give your opinion here. But I believe, let's see if we can get to this fast. We are looking at a population of 79 for a silver PSA 10, just 79 silver PSA 10s out there compared to, you know, the 3,000 Zions, 4,000 Zions. Give it to us, Julie. What's your answer, gas or trash?
Yeah, it's got to be yes. It's a Giannis card that never pops up, really. And he is a very dominant player, one of the best in the NBA. So I'll give you that. Bucks are pretty good. So you'd have to snag a card like this if it popped up. And I think it's a good buy long term, considering how rare they are, like you said. I mean, the first thing I think of when I think of like this type of card is the modern cards, which is like there's so many, but like most people don't know how rare of a card this is.
Yeah, like this isn't something where you're like, oh, I'm going to go to a card show. I know I'm going to see five Zion Silver PSA 10s and four Luka PSA 10s and, you know, all this different stuff that you just know any given card show you walk into, it'll be there. This is one where it's like you literally need to, one, you know, have some luck with a hitting auction, or two, probably try to pry out of someone's collection who might not be 100% willing to sell it for maybe even what the market value is today. Looking at some stats, going back to 2019, this card was around $7,250. It ended up getting up to $16,000 at the end of March 2020, which is right after the NBA season went under suspension. It ended up peaking at over 40 grand. So we know that cards have at least taken a hit, or at least most have, especially cards like this that maybe aren't autographed or one of ones, stuff like that. But even if it's extremely rare card, and a recent sale was around $13,000 with one selling for like $8,800 in November. So this card for the most part of a year and a half has been between around $13,000 to $15,000. And I think for most collectors, like if you think of like people collecting non-auto LeBron cards, if you're like, what's the non-auto comparison to maybe like a Grail for people that isn't, you know, like $100,000 or $1 million one of one or gold out of 10, it's probably this card right here for Giannis. And there's not much that compares this outside of his on-card rookie patch autographs, which he does not have many of either, like Immaculate and NT. And I think that most people are either picking around in this budget range, this Prism Silver PSA 10, or the Immaculate Rookie Patch Autograph. And probably from there, it just comes down to collector preference and what you think people might be desiring in the future. But this is the second year that it was ever made for Prism, and they did not make a lot of it for a second year in a row. So, you know, very, very rare card. This is not like looking at a Luka 2018 Prism Silver PSA 10, which you can instantly know you'll find any given day, any given time for whatever the market price is. That's not the case here. So, we'll see how it goes. Obviously, I'm extremely biased just with Giannis in general being a massive Bucks fan, and he's absolutely dominating every single game. it's going to come down to the Bucks or the role players going to put in consistent positive performances. Like Chris has kind of been on or off, and Dame has either been really on or sometimes really off, and it's going to just be a timing thing. Is it all going to come together at the right time? And I'm nervous to watch it play out, to be completely honest. And it could go really well, or it could go like last year, first round Elam, which would make me very sad for a second year in a row. So
I haven't been following too closely. Have they? I know they start off pretty rough in the Doc Rivers era, but
got really hot after the All-Star break. I think Pat Bev helped a lot with that. Pat Bev actually got injured, but he has said himself he's playing through a tear in his right wrist or left wrist. This left wrist, I think.
Yeah, I caught that.
The rest of the season. We just had a bounce back game winning against the Hawks, but we had two. So we destroyed the Thunder, which was a great game. Like that was, you know, number one team in the West at the time. Like that was like, oh, I'm so confident we're going to do well. And then we had a double OT loss to the Lakers, which is just brutal to watch it play out, where we are up 19 in the fourth quarter. Julian blew a 19-point fourth quarter lead. I think it's at home too, to be completely honest. It was
like the exact opposite of what the Bucks usually are.
Yeah, so it's just like a very odd, like it's just been a very odd season, all things considered. And we could either hit the stride at the playoffs and make it to the finals, to be completely honest, or like I said, lose in the first round. But we have the pieces to do really well, is what it comes down to. We'll see how it goes. I'm nervous no matter what.
SCP-7.
Good to see you, SCP. Yeah, D-Town, I love that Giannis card. I used to have some base PSA 10s myself, but never been able to get that silver. That thing was always just extremely high in value. Never was able to get it, or wasn't able to find it. All right, we got next one up here. Kobe Bryant sneaker spotlight. BGS 8 with a 10 autograph. Extremely hard grades on these with the back cards. Fully black background. Extremely chipping friendly. I'm going to go first here and say that this is undisputed the gassest card in this auction. I've loved Kobe for like just about my entire life, from when I started to love basketball until now. And first shoes I played in were Kobe's. I had multiple Kobe pairs of shoes throughout high school. So this card's definitely special to me. The problem is that this thing is definitely going to sell for over $10,000, in my opinion. Probably just needs to move on to the next winter or two to get there. It's only popped up 3 times in the last 4 years, basically once per year, actually. And it was the star of sneaker spotlights, which honestly, Noir, I know I rag on Panini for a lot of different things, but they have actually consistently hit on Noir over the last 7 years or 6 years, ever since they started it. I guess it'd be like, you know, 7 to 8, maybe even, because they started that back in, actually, it might even be longer than that. I forgot. Yeah, they started that way back in 2014, actually. So, yeah, even longer. But they started the sneaker spotlights in 2018. And this card is one of the best designs ever made, in my opinion. And they only made 49 of these. Only a handful of players had 49 in the set. Giannis and Dame were two of the others, actually. And normally they're out of 99, so it's 2 times as rare as most of the cards in the set. And Kobe's a living, well, he was a living legend now, obviously, RIP. But just still here with everyone as they watch basketball and play and everything like that. I just absolutely love this card, though. It's just going to be so expensive for good reason. Amazing card.
Are we going to be seeing the Slab Sox black card?
The Slab Sox non-existent black card will not be making an appearance tonight, because this is just a mega card and I can't buy this, but it's super awesome, man. One day, if I can trade into it or something like that, you never know. I'll try to.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just go with ditto. It's exactly what Aaron said. I have to go with as well. Absolutely love these cards, especially like just some personalization to it, because each player has their own like shoes they wear. In this case, Kobe has his own shoe.
Yeah, and that's what D-Town pointed that out too. Like, there's a very finite amount of players that actually have their own shoe line that appear on the card. Yeah. Normally, some players like wearing Kobe's, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, for me, I associate it with their game, like Kobe shoes, and certain guys wear Jordans, and it's just like, I think it's a part of their identity, kind of, because they've come so far and been so successful, but like, I've always been like, oh, what shoes are they wearing? Especially like when you're a younger kid. But I love the card. I love the design. The colors just pop. I like how the players, like there's a lot of gray incorporated. Like Kobe's body itself is gray, but then like the Lakers jersey and the shoe itself really pops. So one of the better designs, if not the best design I've seen from Panini, even though I might rag on Panini a little bit, like Aaron said. But yeah, gas.
No, they
grab it for giveaway.
They absolutely crushed this design. There's actually like 1 year that I'm not the biggest fan of, which is actually when they went vertical with the cards, just because I don't think a vertical really suits itself to these cards. Like, you know, a floor is a large, long piece of horizontal rectangle, I guess, if you want to say. Really weird way to say it. But when you take that type of car and make it vertical, it just doesn't really like give the same effect. And they made it horizontal just about every single year other than 2019. So I probably took the feedback and listened, which is good to see. But I still don't have a sneaker spotlight locked up in my collection. I should have had the Shea Gilgeous one 50 times over. I looked at it a million times back when he was a rookie, and my goodness, that car was probably $300. It's probably $5,000 plus now. I'm still trying to get a Giannis in the collection of something. My only problem with the Giannis is that he really shorted the care behind the autographs on his redemptions when he signed those, because they probably dropped $1 billion on him at a time. And it's a lot of just loopy circles. So we'll see if I ever go. That was just a guess, James. It possibly is. It's probably in the $3,000 to $5,000 range. But yeah, it's definitely not $300. I can guarantee that. But really, really a fantastic card.
I'll do some research real quick.
All right. Once you get done with your research, let me know, because I got a next one up here, which I think is going to be a good debate. I definitely want to hear from others too on this topic. So I'm excited.
Did 3.4. So like a good grade, probably is touching $4,000 to $5,000.
Yeah. I mean, if that thing would ever get a nine, it'd probably hit $4,000 to $5,000, because they're so hard to get nines. And even an 8.5 might do like $4,000. When I used to own a Luca way back in the day, I had an 8.5, which was actually among some of the highest grades for those R8.5s.
You had the Luca Auto?
I had the Luca Sneaker Spotlight Rookie Auto. That was the only one I ever owned, actually.
That card's massive.
I don't even know actually how much that card is worth today, but I sold it for more than I bought it for, so I'm happy about it. And D-Town Relics, he called it. Our next one up, Gas or Trash, Julian, Vertical Color Blast of CJ Stroud. Do you like the vertical color blast, or is it trash because you'd rather have them make the horizontal ones? So, because they didn't make two types. They only made these verticals for the prism this year for football.
I do like the horizontals better for sure, but I will say gas, considering some of the color blasts I've seen for certain players, like this one's actually like pretty good compared to others.
Like Marcus Rashford's at.
Yeah, like the color splatter, I call it. But
yeah, the color dash.
This is definitely one of the better, like, really recent ones. So I'd say gas, especially with who it is on it. CJ Stroud's a dog. Breaking the Ohio State QB narrative, because Justin Fields not it.
Yeah. No, he definitely broke the narrative for Ohio State quarterbacks not being successful in the NFL. I like the horizontal more. I think it gives actually them more ability to, like, make a better color blast on the card versus these verticals where it's kind of a boxed in. Like, I really like some of those earlier ones, especially in the first year of soccer, 2019, where it's like full explosion behind them. You know, the ones that got bad was when it was like the Mo Salah, where it was the color streak, or the Marcus Rashford.
Yeah.
I still will call it gas, though. It's hard to bet against any color blast when that they make these days, unless it's like some of those really like the UFC ones were trash, dude. When they made the UFC color blast, there was no color effect behind it. It was like literally like puke behind it. It was like so dimmed down, the colors and stuff. I have not seen the black CJ Stroud color blast. Is that like an obsidian color blast? Because I'm not sure. Probably. Did they put those in the prism? Probably like an obsidian thing. Here we go. Got our next one up here. Nebula of Shea Gilgeous Alexander, gas or trash? And on this card specifically, I'm not really saying Nebula one of ones, but I have my opinions on this card, but I want to hear you go first.
I'd say this card in particular, gas. I really like the design on these. Now, you said not Nebulas in like general, because there are some Nebulas that I just leave it to like certain one of ones, and there's too many one of ones. But
and then they sometimes make Nebulas like out of three and Spectra, two and like Optic Contenders and stuff. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, but this card in particular, I think it's a super cool design, and it doesn't take away from the card itself, because you can see Shea pretty clearly. It's not like, oh my gosh, what am I looking at? But I go with gas. Super sweet.
My only problem with this,
problem
with this is I just can't stand, man, when they've got the different team names on the card that has different jerseys, and then it says,
I didn't notice that.
It says traded to Thunder on 1/10/19. To be completely honest, this might be his first Thunder card ever, because I remember when they released this card, I was like, oh, he just got traded. I wonder if they're gonna like Photoshop him into the Thunder jerseys. Honestly, I don't think they do this practice anymore, where like if a player gets traded like in the off season, they, you know, and they wouldn't like add that type. They would just Photoshop his jersey. And obviously we know Topps does that with a lot of Bowman cards. I'll go gas because I don't think I can actually physically call this card trash, but I'm just not that big of a fan of these like mismatched names and jerseys. They did it with 2018 LeBron too. That was technically a Lakers card, I think, that had him in a Cavs jersey and said like signed with Lakers on 820 whatever or whatever he's, you know, whatever he signed.
Yeah, I'd say one of my biggest pet peeves kind of goes along those lines is when they have a patch auto and then it's like the patch is completely different than like the team that he's pictured in. It's that one really, really gets me. I've seen a few of those.
I strongly dislike that too.
There's actually one in this auction, Andre Drummond.
It's even worse. I think like in NBA, like there's a little bit more understanding, maybe in like Eminence where they have like a Brazil picture of Thiago Silva, but like the Chelsea patch there. Well, like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Like how many, maybe they just couldn't get a Silva jersey. Right. But like it, like if it's a completely different team in the same organization or same league, like that's when it's like, or sorry, same league. That's when it's like a little bit annoying. What's up, big John. How are we doing? And what's up, Pappy? I hope you had a great week as well. All right, Julian, considering the price on this Travis Kelce black 1/1 rookie auto, he does not have many black rookies from that year. It's probably just this in the prism. Gas or trash?
Throw it in there. I can't take it.
Put it in the bin.
Travis Kelce did no, and especially the price. Oh my gosh, that is so much money for a Travis Kelce 1/1. So yeah, got to go in the bin with that one. I'm sorry, my first trash of the night.
We also have got a sticker auto, I do believe, on this card too, in case people were wondering about that. We have got the full gas tanks out though from Real Music. What are the reasoning here, Real Music? I'm gonna have to roll with trash for this amount of money. I do just think that it's just too much money for what the card is. That's my opinion. I think that you can get a lot of other marquee cards for that amount of money. But Andrew says, dude, he might be the best tight end in NFL history. And this is coming from a guy that is in that Tony Gonzalez sweet spot era right there. Rob Gronkowski. Ooh, we will be talking about Juan Soto later tonight. Did he just hit another bomb? Because I think that Juan Soto, and this is just a popular pick at this point, is going to be honestly top contender for AL MVP this year. Wow, Yankees got that four game sweep, and Soto did not get a home run in there tonight, but he did drive in the game winning run in the top of the fourth. So sorry, top of the ninth. That would make no sense. They won 4-3, but Yankees, big difference this year, even with their injured pitchers like Gerrit Cole. They're 4-0 and beat the Astros four times. So, yeah, we'll touch on that more later. But
And Aaron Judge has been struggling quite a bit, so Juan Soto has really stepped up there.
Happy, one step ahead of us. We will be breaking down that Juan Soto at some point here when we end our Gas or Trash Panini card segment. Call me crazy, but I'd rather buy a $6,000 drawer in love than this. Well, let's see what people say. And yeah, Andrew, also Brewers on pace for 162-0. I've been saying it since game. We're going to go undefeated.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Pat Murphy's the GOAT. It's actually been an absolute joy watching the Brewers so far this season. Such a well-rounded team. Offense, pitching has actually been really good, other than two home runs given up in yesterday's game. And we're going to take a quick detour because the card is sitting here right in front of our faces. Julian, you had a little bit of stats on this card, some info, correct? On the Juan Soto Independence Day.
I was quite interested because obviously there's a ton of people that love this card. It's a staple in the rare baseball cards. So yeah. I wanted to see just some sales history. Now it's rare. I didn't expect it to be this rare, but the last PSA 10 sale was May 19th, 2019 that I could find. And that sale was $393.
What? Yes. $393
for this card. So that, I haven't done the math yet because it hasn't sold. I'd say it's a little bit more than 100% increase, if I'm doing my math correctly. But a beautiful card. And one of the only other like bigger sales that I could find was July 18th, 2021. BGS95 did 5.6. So,
wow.
Yeah, big card popping up at pretty good time too. It's a bit of a gamble. I'm assuming the seller probably put it up before the first game. I'm assuming.
Yeah, definitely so, banged on a little early
yeah,
season.
Yeah, he played well, so it's paid off. So let's see how high this card goes.
Yeah, man, that's a great card. Honestly, probably some of the best single baseball cards that have been made in the last about 7 years, especially flagship parallels, are these 2018 Independence Days. They crush this design and the color coming out of the card with the stripes, like stripes out the fountain type of thing with the stars. It's just absolutely excellent. So gonna sell for over $6,000, it appears, tonight. And something I want to point out as we keep moving along is that actually in the same auction as the Nebula Shea, which is at $6,250, that's a PSA 10, is the PSA 9 Black.
Ooh.
That's at $4,400. So this is like $2,000 less right now than what the Nebula is at. I would love to hear people's thoughts on this Shea, specifically this Black 1-of-1 versus the Nebula. Now, this is a 9. The centering is way off top to bottom on this card. Honestly, it doesn't even really look like a 9. Given the centering, like there's so little of that top order showing, but it still is pretty intriguing to think that the Nebula is pulling quite a bit more dollars right there.
Yeah. Hot thing for me though is I'd rather have the Nebula. I just think it's a sweeter card in this instance. 99% of the time, I'd say probably the Black, but
yeah, I mean, honestly, the Nebulas, they look better on Prism than the Blacks. Like a Black Prism is a Black Prism. But they normally don't really look that special unless it's the Black Mosaic, to be honest. Like with the football ones and like the 2013 Giannis, I'm not crazy about Black, like straight Black 1-of-1 type of deal. It just doesn't hit the same. And also, Real Music does bring up a good point. It is a little clean with the jersey, a little bit of a color match there as he is wearing the black jersey there. All right. I'm not going to drown us in Giannis cards tonight, but there is a really nice flawless rookie autograph right there, which I actually think is an excellent buy at that price, considering he doesn't really have a whole lot of top marquee rookie autos, and that flawless is obviously a very high-end set, and they only made out of 20 or less on those. There is a CJ Stroud manga. I think I'm pronouncing it right.
Kind of looks like I was looking at this earlier. It's like Iron Man quote.
Yeah, so they make these like the anime stuff, obviously, and comic book type of feel. But yeah, they did put like an Iron Man glove on him. What do you think on this? Gas or trash? You can give your opinion, but I'm just gonna go trash. I just would way rather buy like any other CJ Stroud type of card for this amount of money.
Yeah, I'd probably go with trash as well.
Like the color blast, at least
it's very hit or miss.
Yeah, some look good, some don't.
Yeah, and we'll go into, I mean, there's a couple cards that I'll mention later, but sometimes they don't even look like the player. But see, this one does look like CJ Stroud, but yeah, I'd say this one's probably trash.
I just think they're very new. Color Blast have been around for a long time, and that's like a crazy amount of money for like a non-numbered insert. Yeah. I know there's only 9 PSA 10s, but still. All right, I got to throw you one here. Cristiano Ronaldo with the career Premier League goals of 84 on the impeccable on-card auto PSA 10, top six. What do you think?
Fill her up. Give me that gas. Give me that gas. That's so sick. Such a sick card in the Manchester United jersey. Manchester United fan. On-card auto. These impeccable cards I really like. I know they have what was the first year? Was it the year prior? Or is this the first year? I forgot what it was, but whenever the first year they made this specific card, I fell in love with it. I could not afford it. Still can't afford it, but it's dropped down a bit, but I love those cards.
So they have the club history ones.
Club history, yeah.
I think it was like the 2019-2020 set is what it was. And the club history ones are super sick, where it's got the year that the club started. And I think that one's a little bit better than this one, but at the same time, like, I got a roll of gas too. I do think they made actually a lot of really nice, impeccable soccer cards for all the. However, impeccable has really fallen off now for Panini Soccer. Do you remember the checklist last time? Like all sticker autos for the most part, other than like one or two insert sets.
And some of the guys that had autos were.
Exactly. But they made some really nice ones. They had some really nice rookie patch autographs back then as well.
Tom's saying trash. Pekka ugliest of the high end, in his opinion.
I think for the price, I can actually see his argument, because if you think about the football set, like we talked about, like $1,600 for a box of it, where so many like sticker autographs, as I mentioned, and no autographs of the top rookies. And if Tom's coming out from like a football perspective, like NFL, yeah, you know, it doesn't really make sense. Andrew, I guess that makes sense, but this was a 2021 produced card to where like he came over in like the 2021 season, right? So like, did he return back in 2021 season, Julian?
Yes, that sounds right.
So, I mean, I guess you could just...
Yeah, produced before.
What I would just say is that, like, up to this point, you know, it's right. Like, I wouldn't say they, like, made it factually incorrect versus, like, obviously now he has more because he then returned and played more. But yeah. I guess I get what you're saying.
Good catch, though, Andrew. He's always coming correct.
Yeah, yeah, true. He's got them facts. He's always
He always got them facts.
He's fact-checking all the time. All right, let's see if we got, like, maybe a couple more to... point out here. I agree with that. Real music. What do we got here? I want to get to a more affordable card. I gotta go to 96 pages here. There's one specifically I want to bring up for you in this auction. Where's this at? I guess I could just search it, but I'd rather scroll and find it.
And after you're done with this, I can mention the greatest piece selling in this auction, and it's not a card.
Oh, yes, please. I actually favor that, so we'd talk about I'm just going to type it in because I have no idea where it's at.
Tom says, hard to hate on any Ronaldo auto, especially on card, so I wouldn't be afraid to buy a value way. So it depends on which has trash looking at. Design upside. Oh, I saw this card. Yeah, not it. But sorry, I skipped over what Tom was saying.
Gas or trash, Brock Purdy. Massive random football helmet with X's and O's across the screen or card.
Yeah, no, I can't. I can't, even though it's the boy Brock Purdy.
You can't support trash. It even though.
Yeah, trash. Not a fan of that card at all.
I was wondering what your thoughts were, because I, for one, just...
I can't turn a blind eye.
Wasn't too impressed by it, I guess I'd say.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if it would skew your opinion if it's Brock Purdy. So it's nice to see you're at least grounded.
I would if it was like in that like close to like I don't know if I could say it's gas or trash, but that's like so far on the end of not great that I can't.
Tom said it's a callback to 90s inserts lunar history. Actually, I've never seen I know a lot of different 90s inserts, but I've never seen that one for football. Regardless of if it's a callback to 90s football or not, I'm going to still call it trash.
Oh, here we go. Greatest item I've ever seen selling on PWCC.
This is insane.
Undertaker signed urn.
Like, I just need to know, like, where is the urn from?
It's like when the guy gave Clay Thompson a toaster to sign.
To be fair, like, I guess I get it how, like, Undertaker, like, he, like, you know, he, like.
That's actually funny. I didn't think.
He, like, bursts out of the coffin and stuff like that. So, like, I guess I get it. But you're right. If the Clay Thompson toaster showed up here, that would definitely be the greatest item. But this is just so wild that imagine someone like buying an urn and walking up to Undertaker and being like, sign this. I don't know if there's anything in it, but sign it.
I'm trying to convince Aaron to get this for the Slap Sox HQ guys. So chime in if it would look good in the shelf.
Set it right behind next to the Yelich game one, please. No.
Is that like a for sure no or like?
No, it's like a little bit. It's like a Randy Jackson. It's a no for me, dog. Fair. I do need to point this out. There's actually a card that would have sold for a lot of money. It's a Super Fractor Auto PSA 10 rookie of Kyle Lewis here. Topps Chrome, not Topps Chrome Update, like or like sticker auto. It's the real Topps Chrome Super Fractor Auto of Kyle Lewis, who went through multiple knee injuries. Unfortunately, had a ton of talent. It's still $260, but that card back before he went through knee injuries and not, you know, maybe losing a lot of the luster probably would have been a multi-$1,000 card. Julie, let's get over to your segment here a second after I just share this card here, which is the triple catcher auto from Bowman Sterling, which is an awesome card. I actually think this thing overall is pretty undervalued. I understand that catchers no one's that crazy about, but these are three very good hitting catchers, with Adley being elite of elite on both sides of the game. And then you have Frankie Alvarez and Gabriel Moreno, who proved what he can do in the playoff run last year. Honestly, not
a triple, right?
I didn't pull the D-backs. No, I didn't pull a triple out of this set. I pulled the duel of Gunnar and Holiday out of five, and then the Corbin Carroll and Drew Jones one of one. So that was the bigger one.
Got it.
Any opinions on buying Porzingis cheap to flip first round of playoffs? Honestly, the Celtics will probably win the first round of the playoffs or series like in four games and by a margin of like 20 a game, unless they blow a bunch of leads like they've done so many times this year. It could be a decent call, but remember, there's always that risk of injury with Porzingis, so I'd be careful buying his cards, knowing that if he did get injured, they could fall pretty fast.
I'd also throw in, he's not like the guy when you're thinking of like a Celtics win. He's playing a pretty big role, but like the first people that people usually are going to think of are the Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So there's also that aspect too.
Yeah, and he could have a mega game here or there, which obviously could help and contribute, but it might just be a little, I don't want to say like a high-risk situation. I just think that like there's more risk than not, maybe. Cardboard prospector. Honestly, this is a pretty brutal comment to bring up because Jefferson Caro, who obviously is a beloved Brewers prospect of mine, and Vinny was a huge fan, or is still a huge fan of him, I'm sure. He injured himself sliding back into first base, which is just such a brutal injury to take, considering I've now watched multiple players like derail their career through that, specifically Jimmy Nelson, who was our ace back in like what it would have been like 2014, 15, 16, somewhere in that range. However, hopefully Caro's injury isn't as bad as people are thinking it is. Maybe I need to see some diagnosis here. But yeah, there were so many good Caro cards. So the last 2 weeks, as we pointed out last week, you know, Super Fractor, PSA 10, all these red autos. So he is injured, but hopefully he comes back strong. Let's just say that. All right, Julian, let's hop in and talk about some cards that you're seeing out here. Thanks, everyone, for listening to our Gas or Trash segment. By the way, I thought it'd be kind of fun because there were some, in the end, some really nice Panini cards in the auction. As always, there's some Panini cards, and there's also Topps cards that we're just not the biggest fans of. So it's fun to kind of share both sides of the coin.
True. Good segment, Aaron. Good job.
Thank you.
Pop into mine. Just went through the auction and selected some cards I think are good buys or I really like. So we can hop into that with the first one. We got a Carlos Alcaraz 2022 Net Pro, which is a super sweet card.
Yeah, but I had a 9 of this, but here's the 10.
I bring up this card because Alcaraz recently lost. I don't exactly know what was the tournament. I
forgot. It was Indian Wells he lost, but before that he lost in the Australian Open.
Well, he also lost in the Miami Open, I think is the most recent.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that just happened most recently. Yeah. I forgot to look at the results there. He lost
in that. I believe somebody else just jumped him in the ranking, so now he's 3, if I heard correctly.
Yeah, Sinner probably passed.
Yeah. Now. Yeah, so this card actually sold February 18th for $3,600. Well, not this exact card, but a PSA 10 in a PWCC auction sold for $3,600. When he was playing really well, and don't get me wrong, I think everybody has seen the potential. So this is kind of why I'm high on this card, is because he's super talented. He's super young. It's a very rare card. So when he would like probably in September, I was looking September, it was $5,000 and then probably more at one point. So I think this is a card when somebody has not the best result or a string of bad results, but super promising. I think a card like this makes sense to buy. Now it's not cheap by any means, but I do think there's that aspect where he's going to be, I don't know if he's yet the face of tennis, but he's going to be the face of tennis. And he's such a great player that I think it's worth taking a risk on this type of card.
Yeah, Sinner definitely has proven himself to be a massive challenger for him. I mean, Sinner just won today's Miami Open after coming off of an Australian Open win as well. And Alcaraz won the U.S. Open in New York when he was, you know, what was he, like 19 years old, and he came back and won Wimbledon the next season by beating Djokovic, which was a massive, like, 8-month run for Alcaraz. But since then, I don't know if it's people figuring him out. I don't know if it's him just being a rough patch, but he really hasn't made even a final since then, I don't think. Even last year's U.S. Open, I was locked in on him. I'm pretty sure he got eliminated in the semifinals there too. So he definitely is at like a lower point now, just in his career standpoint, but also as Julian's mentioning, like from like a standings and card sales standpoint. So I'm really intrigued to actually see that, like where his career goes post what's going on right now. Cause as you mentioned, super talented. A lot of people know he's got the makeup to be the face of, or one of the faces of tennis over the next decade. Plus, you know, it just is, when is he going to kind of get back on those winning results is what's going to come down to, but not a bad buy if you're a huge tennis fan you know, want to kind of lock something up. So nice one there. I appreciate you going outside the box there and a good one.
Sometimes I like to channel my inner slab. Next up, there's a few cheaper ones now. So this was the highest of them all, but next up we got a Yuki Tsunoda 2020 Topps Chrome auto first year.
Love me some Yuki.
We love us some Yuki first year Topps Chrome F1. I know it's in his, it's an F2 card because he wasn't an F1 at this point, but there's going to be a silly season in F1 more so this upcoming season because of the amount of contracts that are up. We don't know where everybody's going to go. There's likely going to be a Red Bull seat open. So I don't know what's going to happen with Yuki. It's a pretty cheap price for a first year F1. I know people have their opinions on whether they want like the rookie auto or it's like the 2020.
Dude, no matter what people think about that, I like that you brought that up. I don't think it matters with the 2020 ordeal, you know, like anything 2020 should be the most sought after, no matter if it's F2 or not. In my
opinion. I agree. I'm on the same page. I don't know if everybody's on that. I think more people lean that way, but cheaper card, there's upside with what could happen. I don't know where he'll end up, if he'll be in the same spot, but he's kind of been carrying this name cracks me up every time. Racing Bulls, is it?
Racing Bulls. Visa Cash App Racing Bulls.
Cash App Racing Bulls he's been carrying him. Daniel Ricciardo's not looked good at all. I wouldn't be surprised if Liam Lawson slots in there at some point if he gets the boot. But Yuki's shown when he can get a hold of his emotions, he can perform well. So something like this is another thing I'd take a flyer on potentially, just because you don't know what will happen. And there's some extreme upside with the reactions to the silly season.
I like that call. And I got to bring up what Pat B just said. Holy, that Rodman Silver 43K. Championship PMG 50. BJ's 85 just did 43K here on the auction. And there's a, what is it? It's like a gold portraits or whatever, platinum portraits, gold. I don't even know what the name of this is. Fusion, metal fusion is at 23K. So massive Rodman cards in the auction going down tonight.
Like that shout. Okay. Next up, another cheaper one. The remaining two I have are pretty cheap as well, but this one sold. A Drew Aller 2023 Bowman U gold auto out of 50. Now, there's a few reasons why I like this. Number one, Aaron and I have talked a little about it, but I think right now all the attention is on the guys that are going to be going to the draft. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Marvin Harrison, the guys who have their Bowman Chrome U cards. But once they get drafted, I think there's going to be a big shift towards these guys that are still in college. I know Aaron's got a ton of Cade Klubnik. I've got one Drew Aller. But there's guys that I think are going to step up, and they're going to be next year the looks for Heisman, and if they can perform, their cards are going to jump. Drew Aller stuff has absolutely tanked because he didn't have the greatest season. There's guys that played a lot better than he did. But another one where it's a cheaper card, it's an on-card auto. It's not the first year he had it, but I love the designs of this 55. We pulled a couple of them, had a fun time ripping that. But it's a cheaper card, and I would definitely look into picking up some of the cheaper Drew Aller because you don't know what will happen. And once again, there's that high upside that he comes out and performs and does really well, and then people start talking about him getting drafted and him potentially being in the Heisman race or what have you. I think that there's that upside because it's pretty low right now, and I don't know how much lower it can go unless he absolutely blows up, which is like in a bad way, which is possible. You never know.
Yeah.
And an opinion that I have.
I am very close to the Bowman U market with the amount that we break the product on Fanatics Live, and I collect the cards themselves and everything like that and buy and sell them. And the two biggest like risers and fallers over the last like year and a half has for sure been Cade Klubnik and Drew Aller, because both of those guys were supposed to be potential top five picks in the 2025 NFL draft. Both got thrown in there as stars as sophomores. Both got thrown into offenses that were not nearly as good as people were expecting within Clemson and Penn State. And both of their cards have dropped a lot. And I have a lot of Cade Klubnik and some Drew Allers, and I'm currently holding on to them. And, you know, fingers crossed, as a going into the second full year as a starter, hopefully better offensive play calling with both of them, they can have good seasons. Now, the three big quarterbacks for this upcoming year that I think have kind of solidified themselves at the top right now is Shedeur Sanders, Carson Beck, and Quinn Ewers. Now, Quinn Ewers doesn't have Bowman Chromeau cards, but he definitely is up at the top there as Texas is just coming off of a college football playoff berth. And hopefully he stays healthy for an entire season, because he had a great season last year, even with a shoulder injury. Carson Beck cards have trended up a ton, as have Shedeur Sanders. I have a couple of each. Wish I had more Carson Becks. I was looking at a lot, just didn't get enough. And guys that are going to be thrown into the spotlight, like Aller was last year, like Klubnik was, that I'm kind of worried about is Jackson Arnold. I have a good amount of Jackson Arnold, as I'm excited to see him play. I actually just won two of them here tonight, actually maybe even three of them at this point. But I think the problem is any of these players that are getting thrown in to be a starter for their first time, especially going to the SEC with SEC defenses, it's going to be a tall task to perform well right away. So I have some Jack Starrow, but I would not be shocked if they drop 50%, just like Drew Allers have from, you know, his first year starting to the end of it. But I'm excited about guys like Drew Aller and Cade Klubnik, I think, who will take this next step. So, honestly, I lost a couple of Drew Allers tonight, including this one. You can see I was bidding on it. I was hoping to get a couple of them, but they were just going higher than I expected because of the fact that I think that they hit such a low point that they could maybe rise again, is my hope for Cade Klubnik and Aller. We'll see. Their performance will dictate in the end. Don't take what I'm saying for any substantial worth, because I'm just giving what's happened. It will definitely depend on how they play this season if the cards rise or not. So don't just buy this thinking they'll just double in price just because. They're going to have to play well. They did not have good years last year. All right, go on, Julian.
Pat B, just address this comment real quick. Is UK ever going to drive for a big team or be good? I would say he has been good. I don't know about the big team, and that's kind of why I mentioned the card, because if he was on a big team, like, that card would not be the value it is. So that's kind of weighing the situation with Yuki. All right. Last card. This one's for you, Aaron. Mason Mount, 2019 Chrome Yellow Sapphire. The boy's back. Love Mason Mount. Think he's going to find his form. Hot take. I've kind of been, turned off to Bruno Fernandes a little bit.
Why?
His antics.
Say it ain't so.
I would not be opposed to Mason Mount taking over that starting cam position, but I want to see him more active in the lineup. Maybe not try and remain healthy, don't get injured, but came through clutch for us in a game that we definitely should not have come away with any points. I love his energy, young guy. I know Chelsea guys hate on him because they did him dirty, but
hey, I don't hate on him. You know, obviously I wish he was still a Chelsea player in the end, and just stuff worked out and it didn't work out. Now he's a Man U. Max, I hope he's not watching right now, but like, I still like cheering for Mason Mount. I don't want to like see him fail. Like, I know he's a good guy, and some people might disagree. All I have to say is that this card is literally dirt cheap compared to what it used to be. I cannot believe that the thing is that he came off of a double digit goal and assist year, like 10 goals plus, 10 goal assists plus in the Prem. First player since Eden Hazard to do that for Chelsea. And his stuff was just flying. You know, being like 21, 22 and like the face of Chelsea was a massive thing coming off a Champions League win. I kid you not, this was a $1,500 plus card. I'm pretty sure I sold one of these when I had multiple at like the Miami show for like $2,000 at one point. I had plenty more that dropped in price. So I did not come out in the green if people are like, oh my gosh, he came out in the green. No, I did not.
What was the speckle was out of not out of it was out of 150, I think, something like that.
The blue was out of 150.
Not for Sapphire.
There was nothing was higher than 99 yellow.
Was the speckle not numbered? I just remember I bought a speckle for like $200 or $300, which seemed like an absolute steal. And that kind of shows once again.
Speckle was not numbered out of Topps Chrome, but I'm sure that's what they were selling for, you know, at the time. Either way, point is that I'm actually even shocked that you're talking about him possibly taking over something for Bruno. I didn't really realize that. And Bruno's so annoying to watch.
I don't think it'll happen. It definitely won't happen. But
it's probably one of the most annoying players to honestly watch in the game. He's super frustrating and annoying to watch. Antics standpoint that you brought up. And Andrew's saying trash. Well, Andrew, being a little hater out here tonight. But yeah, he did get that first Manchester United goal, so we'll see how he plays going forward.
All right. That concludes my segment.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Yes, sir.
I actually did score quite a bit of Bowman. Oh, what's that Undertaker? Dude, the urn's at 230.
Let's go. Put a bid.
No, I'm not buying that. That's so weird.
There's one more card I want to highlight that I think it's kind of lit.
Go ahead, sir.
2014 Snoop Dogg, baby.
Oh my gosh, Snoop.
Snoop Dogg. I know this is signed after the fact. I like that it's a nice auto though, and it's the legend Snoop Dogg. So
he actually didn't have a pack issued autograph ever in this set. So any of the ones you see are after the fact, which is why they sell for so much. What's funny, I think, is that actually the label says Snoop Dogg, but the card says Snoop Lion. That was like after he like changed his name or whatever for like a couple little bit. So I don't know, kind of odd. Julian, I did come away with some nice ones tonight.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I got the Pat Pradasha verse.
Oh, let's go.
So I'm excited about that. I'm going to hit back to the favorites. Ooh, what's that one at? Oh my gosh, is that 6,500 pre-buyers premium? We're talking like 8,000 for that Soto, 7,500, something around there. Big time sale for that whenever it goes out here. Brewers 3-0 start to the year. I saw someone comment earlier. I don't remember who it was. Oh, yeah. D-Town said Brewers, Tigers, Pirates undefeated. Pirates once again starting hot last year. They trended down quite substantially fast after a decent start. There are still some huge cards remaining tonight. The Evan Carter Gold SGC 1010 auto. I'm really excited about Evan Carter this year for the 2020 Topps product cycle as well. He's one of the top rookies in the product, if not the very best baseball rookie in the product. Ellie will sell for the most likely, but for my money, once again, Evan Carter's the better buy and baseball player. Ellie obviously catches most of the headlines. Also, Caitlin Clark Lava auto 9510, which as we mentioned before, huge rematch tomorrow with Iowa and LSU, which I'm super excited about. And as Pat B mentioned here, Big Mookie is selling tonight and just keeps mashing. He's had an excellent season so far. I got to say, Julian. Oh, I didn't realize I'm on the wrong team. Is there some sort of like audience on PWCC that's obsessed with Trent Alexander-Arnold?
I did not see this card.
I used to have some Trent Alexander-Arnolds, but I don't think they sold for anywhere close to this, even back when the market was hot. So,
and I'm shocked because of the number of people who are down on Trent. It's got to be just Liverpool fans. Like, there's a lot of Liverpool collectors.
Well, they're obviously having an excellent season this year too, and it's Klopp's last year. But is he like playing like out of his mind or what?
I wouldn't say he's one of the guys that sticks out from this season.
Which makes this even more odd, I guess, to say. Yeah. You know, like really weird. Yeah, I'm not really sure I understand it, honestly.
I'd say Connor Bradley's made more of an impression than Trent has.
Oh, well, that's even crazier then.
Yeah, I'm shocked. And that card, I'm assuming this card jumped in value quite a bit, because when I was looking, I did not see this, which is even crazier.
Yeah, I mean, I remember favoring it because I thought it was, like, pretty high up there. Pappy says, speaking of Brewers, could they be more quiet about Trujillo's fantastic start? By the way, I mean the media, by the way, not this crew. Dude, you don't have to tell me, man. As a Wisconsin sports fan, I've seen it all from the media trying to downplay everything. I don't think any Trujillos that were that huge were actually ending tonight, which is kind of crazy considering he made his debut, but a lot of people listed them to end last week. There was a PSA 10 Speckle Auto ended here tonight at 10:20. The kid's an absolute stud. He hasn't hit a home run yet in his first three games, but let's be honest, man. He doesn't have to hit a home run to be a huge factor into the Brewers this season. He obviously will hit home runs eventually, but that's what people like to see. They like to see home runs. And for those of you that like to see hits, stolen bases, nice outfield play. You're going to find a Jackson Chury at 20 years old. I think he's going to have an absolutely amazing rookie season. We'll end up winning Rookie of the Year is my hope. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking with Chury. I mean, I'm pumped for him, though. I'm so excited. New time here at the Brewers, new era, and I couldn't be happier for sure. I have to say, from the end of last season, I was at both of those Diamondback games, everyone. I was distraught walking out of that stadium the second game, even the first game, too. Once we signed Chury to that 10-year extension, all my excitement came back, and for good reason, because this is our start to the season has been awesome. And also, there's a Trey Young Maestro.
SGC3.
SGC3, but it's a one-of-one. First of all, I don't really know what makes this a one-of-one. Secondly, it's stamped on the back. Thirdly, it's a three, which is wild.
You know what you got to do to a card to get an SGC3?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the cards be like folded in half when it comes out of the pack. Well, not that bad, but you get what I'm saying.
I have a funny card I want to mention at some point whenever.
Yeah. Andrew says for the 2017 gold trend that a lot of people might be trying to complete the set. People need the gold and maybe other Liverpool fans locked him up. Who knows? But it's a crazy price. All right, go ahead, sir.
Got a Luka Doncic 2023 hoops presentations. Now, you can't tell me this is a different athlete. And I'll tell you the athlete. I want people to guess. Without knowing the name, who is that? It's not Luka Doncic. I'm sorry.
We're talking basketball?
No.
Oh.
You don't see it right away?
Football?
Someone's got to guess this.
Football?
Yes.
Trevor Lawrence? No, not Trevor Lawrence. He's longer hair.
Okay. I'm surprised not many people are. Well, Josh, you can't tell me that's not Josh Allen.
I can see it. Yeah, I wasn't really – I don't know how I wasn't thinking that. His face looks kind of like Trevor Lawrence, but there's no long hair. Yeah, Mike Jersey. Yeah.
I saw this, and I'm like, that's Josh Allen.
Don't forget, there's a delay. People are saying CMC. More CMC comments than Josh Allen. I didn't see it right away.
I saw it right away for Josh Allen. I was like, I didn't realize.
I was going to say, like, with the hair, kind of DeMontis Sabonis. I thought that the hair was kind of looking like DeMontis Sabonis' hair, but
yeah,
that's just me.
So we were talking about the manga earlier and how some of those cards don't look like layers. This is one of them.
This was one of them you're saying. Yeah, no, I'll agree. I don't think it looks like Luka at all. So like, I'm with you there.
Yeah, just a funny card I thought I'd bring up.
Very funny. Yeah, that underhand three-pointer was pretty wild he had.
Oh, we can't forget about a giveaway, Aaron. I don't know if you're...
Ooh. Julian with the save. Worst case scenario, I have some extra stuff in the vault to give. However, we're going to go check out what's down at the bottom here. Brendan Rodgers.
Another mention is someone was selling all of their one-of-one absolute explosives. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see that. No, tons? Really?
Dude, there's like 18 one-of-one absolute explosive selling.
Dude, this card's legendary. Jim Carrey from Fire Marshal Bill.
Oh, there we go. Giveaway.
I think we have to. I'm going to have to get some bidding in here and see if we can get this thing. This is awesome. I mean, I need the Ace Ventura rookie card is what I need. You ever see Ace Ventura?
No.
Pet Detective?
Mm-mm.
No. That's unfortunate. That's fine. I mean, I know we all see and don't see our different things, so I can't rag on anyone. Especially you, considering I haven't seen stuff that you like. Well, I realize the more that I'm like, wow, I can't believe I haven't seen that. People also say to me, wow, I can't believe I haven't seen that. So like, how can I get mad at you if like there's stuff I haven't seen that you
would yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I can get mad at you because you hadn't seen Home Alone, but now that you've seen Home Alone, that's okay.
That's right. I clutched up this winter. I don't know if I clutched up, but I ended up watching the end.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can snipe it. That'd be fun. The Shimmer of Jonathan Isaac at $19. No, it's got a bit already. Not cool. Not cool at all. Anything anyone else has seen in tonight's auction that you're particularly like, wow, what a card, or like, oof, not a great card. I don't know. Anything that people see we can pull up and talk about. If anyone was interested, happy to Happy to do that as well.
A super sweet card that I saw was outside of the ones I've already talked about was, I haven't seen this before, but there was a Michael Jordan 2009 sweet spot, which is like
an auto. Was it the baseball?
One. Yeah.
Let's go see.
Pretty sick card. Now, I know you're not the biggest fan of autos on like on pieces of clothing or
materials and stuff.
Yeah, other materials. Yeah. But I thought it was pretty cool.
Let's see. Where is it at? Well, tons of high-end Jordan, so.
Sold for $1,830.
Unfortunately, the autograph just faded a ton. I mean, I actually think that would be a pretty cool card because I don't really mind the baseball ones as much because, like, it's very, you know, it happens a lot. Like where it's like players sign baseball. So it is kind of cool, but that is like way too faded for me. Like I'm not a crazy fan of this signature pucks thing, but I was also going to pull up this number sakes of Nathan MacKinnon. It's like, dog, just make an autograph card and stick a patch like with it too. Like why do we have to sign the little piece of the letter or number? Sounds like there's a shocking Barry Bonds sale out there. See which one are we? Oh wow, there's some really crazy immaculate patches here. 1/2 and 2/2. You must be talking about what, a Brandon Belt Hope Diamond? There was a Brandon Belt Hope Diamond. What,
15.6?
Oh yeah, the Tiffany BGS 10. That is a big time Bonds rookie. Yeah, I don't know the price history not as much. Let's see here. Brandon Belt.
Kelsey went for $6,900.
What did? Oh, the Kelsey. Dude, crazy card here. These Hope Diamonds are so hard to find and just really nice card right there. Brandon Belt, I don't think ever really turned into what Giants fans probably wanted or what the prospect rankings thought of. But we know Peg Junk loves him some Brandon Belt as a Giants fan. Maybe doesn't love him some Brandon Belt as a Giants fan. One of the two, depending on how you view him. I think he's supposed to be an absolute stud, and then I'm just not panning out as well.
Speaking of absolutes,
go ahead.
You said absolute stud, and there's an absolute.
Oh, so this is what you're talking about.
Yeah, there was, I think, 18 of them. Could have picked yourself up an Aaron Rodgers.
Look at what Peg Junk's saying. Oh, you got the bag still being buns talking about Brandon Belt.
Oh, poor guy.
I'm going to look up what you're talking about here, these absolute explosives. I'm not crazy on these cards. They just try to come
up. Justin Jefferson went for crazy.
Wow. 1170. Rodgers 930. Dude, a ton.
Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't see this. I feel really special right now.
I guess I just overlooked them because I normally never really care about these cards anyways, but there were so many that sold. I mean, we're talking 19 in one auction. I'm not sure about selling 19 one-on-ones from the exact same set in one auction. 18 technically, because I got the CJ Stroud here. Oh, that's ending in 6 days. I'm like, how is that not more expensive? I thought it was ending tonight. Ending in 6 days.
Yeah. I'd also say I'm making an assumption here that you probably looked over, because when you look at the card itself, it doesn't really look like a one-on-one.
No, I would never be like, oh, that's a one-on-one, unless I obviously, one, saw it was green and just knew that those are one-on-ones, which I did. I just didn't look close enough. And then two, read the title, which I probably didn't do either.
Jay, you can let us know if you're the ones bidding on this. There's no shame. To add to your legendary collection.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that meant, Jay, but you let us know. I just saw Prism Mania card get pulled. Giannis looks like a cartoon. How do those ever sell for? Like, do those ever start selling well or not?
Prism Mania. Look. Oh, yeah, that's the one that like the spelling doesn't like. You have to like
in the back. It was like super like stretched out, long writing and stuff like that.
Not a fan.
Yeah, not really myself either. But just intrigued on if it ever ended up. If the selling ever ended up doing too much, I'm going to check right now.
There was a nice Gronk that I saw. I think it was a triple threads, 2010 maybe.
Oh, that was a super nice Gronk card, honestly. I'm going to look at this Prism Mania quick. See what these lookers are doing. I wonder if they put Wemby in that set. Wow, there's only been two sales. They actually must be really rare. Julian, there's the card. And they sold for $18.78 and
with a big head too. Yeah, nah. Sorry.
Let's see. Amin Thompson.
Sorry, man. I gotta bring it on again.
The trash can. Steph Curry, $12.50. They did have oh my gosh, Wemby, $7,300. Julian's not sure.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this.
Not a fan. What was I supposed to... Oh, yeah. There was
the Gronk.
Yeah, that triple threads was super sick. I love this older 2010 triple thread set. I really would just need to find a couple PC cheap pieces because I used to love this as a kid. $630 for the rookie patch autograph out of 10. Just such a cool looking
card. I'd take this over the Kelsey any day.
Oh my gosh, so would I. Yeah, give me 10% of the price and a nice Rob Gronk. Travis Kelsey's like stats end up adding up over time. I still feel like that Rob Gronk's like dominant peak was higher than Kelsey's. And maybe I'm wrong with that, but it just like from a feeling standpoint, like watching the game, just felt like that Brady Gronk connection was just like so dominant for that like 3-year stretch. And yeah, then a Patriots patch autograph, Patriot head patch autograph there as well. We got to check out that Jordan Addison because there was a really big Jordan Addison. Dude, I can't win this Bill, not Bill Murray, excuse me, this Jim Carrey. I'm dusted on it, honestly. It just keeps on going up and up, and I feel like at this point I'm just bidding
someone
up.
Someone saw it. They saw us mention it.
Yeah, that someone just really wants the card. I've got something in the vault I'm going to give away at the end of the episode. So stay tuned, everyone, to see what we
do. I think I just found a card of Michael Jordan shaving his head.
No way.
1997 Upper Deck Air Michael Jordan, still going. $150. This is hilarious.
Let me see this. I'm about to.
Also, my girl, Prince Elizabeth, on her rocking horse back in the auction.
Back in action. This?
Dude, that's legendary.
No way.
Who went into the bathroom and took this photo? Hey, quick, shave your head and we'll take a photo.
It's probably like a promotion for like...
amazing.
Something. It's called Rare... Oh, that's a rear view. Rare Air. What the heck?
Legendary.
Twice a week, Tuesday and Friday, Michael shaves his head.
Does it say that?
It does on the back.
Oh, yeah. My. I think we buy this from the shelf.
Also, I was going to point out that this George Bush is selling tonight. I forgot to call it out earlier because we're in our Panini segment and it's a Topps card. But this is one of the best Allen and Ginter autographs of all time. This is the George Bush red ink auto from when he threw out the first pitch at Game 3 of the World Series in 2001 after 9/11.
Oh, that's
true. One of the most legendary first pitches of all time as well. And this card sold for $50.40. It only sold one other time. It is the exact same card and grade, like literally the exact same serial number. That also sold for around $5,100, I think, in 2020 or 2021 it must have been. Speaking of Adam Sandler, did you all hear about the Happy Gilmore 2 that's going to be made?
Yeah.
Have you seen Happy Gilmore, though?
I have. That's a legendary movie.
All right. Yeah, Happy Gilmore 2 supposedly is in the works, and Shooter McGavin is going to be back in, and he just read this script for the first time. I think he said he's very excited.
You can't tell me that you've played golf multiple times without having tried the Happy Gilmore swing.
Yeah, at some point in your life, you had to.
You have to.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad's staring like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Jay says, a little over a year ago, I bought a bunch of 1966 Donruss Marvel on PWCC. I'm happy about that now. Well, hey, it's good to hear, Jay. Very nice.
Just what are the odds? Just watched it today.
Maybe that's why he did just watch it. Unfortunately, there won't be a Carl Waters Chubbs from it.
True.
As he just died recently, but I'm sure they do some type of tribute, I'd imagine, for him in it.
And even like if that character was still around, I'm assuming they're gonna make it like 30 years in the future, 40 years in the future. So like, would that guy really be around still?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever seen this card, Julian? I'm not sure, the Jeter. This Jeter card.
Is that an actual auto or
just no? It's facsimile. They printed these on all of 2007.
I still can't believe that's a word. It's amazing.
Mickey Mantle in the dugout.
Oh, that's sick.
And in the crowd, George Bush.
That's hilarious.
Very 2007 Tops. Very popular card. $174. Sorry about that. Yeah, Carl Weathers.
Close enough.
Carl Weathers. Sorry, Peg Jung. Didn't mean to offend there. I was like, you know what? That sounds wrong. But I'm just gonna.
You gotta roll with it. Even when you think it's wrong, gotta roll with it.
Roll with it until someone corrects me, which someone did. Thank you, Peg Jung. Yeah, there was a couple nights Jordan Love. I think ending tonight, maybe not.
Apollo Creed. Yes. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. He's also in The Mandalorian, I think. We had the BGS 10X RC, the Prism Red Shimmer Auto of 35, which as an authentic, I would never pay that much money for a PSA authentic slab. But those were two autos anytime. Nothing too crazy outside of that. I actually, you know, I know I had a pretty big segment on Jordan Love after we lost in the playoffs on here. I legitimately think people are holding Jordan Love and don't want to sell him because his cards are not dropping at all. And I don't think I'm going to have the opportunity to buy this offseason, really, because people aren't going to want to sell them. They know how good he is, and that's what it seems like is happening here. There's rarely anything popping up in this PWCC auction of Jordan Love, and I'm just even struggling to find anything that's like 20% off from where it was.
Prediction time. Jordan Love's going to have a massive stinker. Sean Clifford.
What are you, Jim Baker now?
Yeah. I know we also, separate note, I know we said we weren't going to judge people's what they've watched and what they haven't watched. Please tell me you watched Rocky.
I've seen Rocky 1, 2, 3, and potentially
4. Okay. Respect.
Yeah. A while ago. You were like, I know we just said this, but I'm also going to flame you if you haven't.
I was about to flame you.
Yeah, I watched him when I was younger. I haven't seen him for a while, but my dad was very into having us watch Rocky when we were youngins. He wanted to teach us. Oh, my gosh. He wanted to teach us that motivation, running up the Philly steps.
He's Papa Slabs is basically Rocky, though. Like
true.
Apollo Creed and Rocky mixed together as one. Like, dude's an absolute tank.
Wow, this kind of shocks me. Like, I know Julius Randle isn't like the craziest player in the world, but if the first year of Revolution, the Galactics are so darn rare. It's a Galactic. It's only PSA 9 pop 2 with none graded higher. That's $66. I don't know if anyone's like a crazy big Julius Randle fan or anything like that. But if you are, if you're a Knicks fan, if you're even just a Galactic fan, I feel like you need to pull up the auction right now and start dropping some bits. And maybe I'm just a Galactic fan, but it does feel like that's relatively underpriced for how rare. I don't even think I can see actually any base set Galactics of Julius Randle have sold. I've only seen the new wave 2015. It's not his rookie, but the base set Galactics are super rare.
Hornet says, good old movie I recommend is Serpico, Al Pacino. Never heard of it.
I have not seen that or heard of it.
But he's a very good actress. Very good actress.
You say actress?
They say actress. Sorry, that was one where the word came out of my mouth, and I thought about it, and I'm like,
oh, so I'm pretty sure Al Pacino is he a director too, or no?
Probably at this point, he's pretty old.
Yeah.
Oh, great car.
I was gonna say this is pretty sick. A Benz Racer from 1953 Bowman. I feel like that's like right up Jay's alley. Like that's a J card.
That is a J card. We're getting close.
We are getting close. It's at 10:04, everyone. We gotta get this. This I didn't realize it was this late. We gotta get these giveaway entries going. I actually have a card.
I have a great question for you, Aaron.
Yeah, go ahead.
First, you gotta pull up the card. There's a 2021 Garbage Pail Kids Gold Tooth.
How are we? There's still quite a bit of cards going right now. Okay, but sorry, I'm gonna look.
It just sold. But Garbage Pail Kids Sapphire Gold Tooth.
Oh my!
This is amazing. How many baseballs could you fit in your mouth?
Oh my! Well, one, I think you break your jaw, but that's hilarious.
That's amazing.
That's really funny, actually. Wow. Yeah, get those giveaway entries in, everyone. I'll give you another 2 minutes, 10:07 Central. This giveaway still went unclaimed, so we're going to try to give this one away again. It's the Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you're going to make your reference.
Ludicrous maybe. Speed, go! From the good old Spaceballs, it's the Ludicrous Speed card. But yeah, we got to give this away to someone. I mean, I think it went unclaimed. So we're gonna do that giveaway again. Hopefully someone claims it this time. So if you win, make sure you actually email us your identity key. And if for some reason we miss it, make sure to follow up with the email for the identity key if we somehow miss it. But let's see how
the Spaceballs card.
Yes, someone's got to take the Spaceballs, Mahomes. Let's see how many cards are left here. Are we on the last page yet? I feel like that it's more than normal as this winds down. Yeah, there's like it's like a page and a half right now. Also, Deadpool 3 is coming soon, isn't it?
Yes. Trailer, I'm super excited for this.
July 26th, dude. I can't wait. I actually don't think I've watched the full trailer yet, so I'm going to have to do that. I saw like the TV like preview, you know? But
it sounds like it's going to be epic.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Marvel's going to be able to save itself.
Yeah, seriously. Ryan Reynolds will save it. Peg Jung with the reference. I love this. He's gone plaid. That is one of the best lines. Yeah, make sure you guys get to keep on getting those giveaway entries. And we only got 1 minute left for that. And hopefully we can get another 20, right around 24 cards left here soon.
Have you seen any X-Men 97? No, I have not, but I heard that's a super great show.
They just added that to Disney Plus. I was going to ask you about that, Julian, because like you're the person I thought of when I saw it. Is that something that, like, you'd
be
into?
I watch a lot of X-Men like animated stuff, but more recent than 97. But I've heard that a lot of people really like that show. So
wait, so you did hear they added that to Disney Plus, though, right?
Yeah, and I thought they were making like a new X-Men show that's like very similar graphics to that one. I don't know if that's true or not, but I did hear about the 97. Homie approved. That's good. I've watched all the X-Men live action movies.
So. Sir, we need to, they're in sold for $276.
Oh, here. That's legendary.
All right. I'm going to pick the Julius Randle. I'm taking the Julius Randle.
I was going to say it's a smart one. I'm going to go with the Ogden 1901.
How about what's the dollar bid on this thing?
46. That's a Jay card. And Jay mentioned he's got his 1901 Edison and 1901 Socrates. He needs a 1901 Wagner to go with that.
Julian's about to lock us in here for another 20 Big minutes. Just messing. Pumped to see if I can get this dub. What's everyone feeling about the MLB season early returns right now? I know we talked about it throughout the episode tonight, but anyone have any like hot takes from the MLB first weekend of the season? I'm going to the Brewers opener on Tuesday. I cannot wait with my mom. I'm so excited. But the Cubs finally got their first win. They were tied in the ninth, and they scored 4 runs in the ninth tonight to win. Bobby Witt, MVP. Brewers will win the NL Central. I will take that too. I will take both of those results. I'd be very happy about that. Also, the Diamondbacks started the season 3-1. They barely lost yesterday, I think. Let's go check out these standings.
Are we seeing hot takes right now?
Yeah.
Reese Hoskins, MVP.
Pretty good start for him. Pretty good start for him. The Mets are 0-3 for the first time since 2014, so we love to see that. On Friday, I'm at the Giants opener. Oh, you were at the Giants opener, you're saying? Young Hooley is awesome. Or Young Hooley, I think it might be. Yeah, he had that massive home run, man. It's great to see him getting a home run in his first week of the season here. Just came over and crushing baseballs, right? Guardians winning the division. Let's see if the Twins have something to say about that. And I totally forgot I got to get these giveaway entrants going. So Carlos snuck one in there at the very end. Julian, how's your
going? Going in the green, baby.
Might be.
I also have a question for baseball fans. I'm not completely up to date on the what's going on here, but is the Oakland Athletics owner actually going to sell a team? Because no one's going to the games.
He's trying to move the team to Vegas is what he's trying to do.
Oh, so he's not going to sell.
No, he doesn't want to sell the team because he wants to move it to Vegas and reap all the, you know, the rewards of that.
So you don't think there's going to be like any pressure to sell based on this, or he's just like, I don't care what happens with the Oakland.
I think the fans are trying to hurt him so much for taking the team away that they're not going to the games. They're boycotting the parking lots.
Yeah, it was. That's why I saw posts about like photos of the stadium, which was
yeah, cool. and the fans. I think that like the city wanted to build a new stadium to keep them in Oakland, but the owner is like completely like rejecting like working with the city in any way, and they've been terrible ever since he bought them. You know, from like a payroll standpoint, an attendance standpoint, all that stuff. There were a lot of Athletics fans. So it's not that they don't want to be fans. Yeah, I heard that Cabrera is doing really well. I think I saw Phil Thom Mike post about that. I'm just getting these giveaway.
Got 20 seconds left. Doesn't have a bid.
Are you still cooking?
Oh, never mind. Randall got a bid. I am still nice. Cooking. Come on now. You can't. Don't sleep on the 1901 Ogden Lieutenant. I'm assuming that is what it is. Guinea Gold F Base Wagner. PSA 6.
It's probably Wagner. I think that Jay called you out for the mispronunciation.
Wagner. I said that like a total American. Wagner. Sorry, guys. I'm just so hyped about my card.
He's so hyped. Hyped out of his mind. All right, I got the giveaways ready to go here. I think that our cards might be cooking for a little bit while, so I'm probably going to pull up the giveaway right now and see who wins and see if I can finally catch a dub here today. Catch a dub.
Oh, he's a composer. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Good luck, everyone, for the Mahomes ludicrous speed version. 1, 2, 29 names here. I'm going with Tom Tom.
I'm going with Mike Maringer, 23.
Yeah, I didn't get the dub. Ryan Ryan Barrows gets the big win there on the Mahomes. So, Ryan, please email us info@slabstocks.com. I don't know if I'd be saying woot woot Tom Tom after I said your name. but Ryan Barrows, congratulations. If you're still watching right now, you get the win. So please make sure to go to your profile and click that top right, scroll down and click preferences. I thought I'd show you. Click preferences on the bottom right over here. Send us the identity key by email to info@slabstocks.com, and we'll get that Mahomes transfer to you. So congratulations, and I fail once again.
Why are there so many cards still left?
I know. There's still a decent amount of cards here. It's crazy. They're still cooking. So many still cooking. My Randall's still going. Wait, is yours gone? Oh, wait, no. We're still both going. We'll see which one of ours is last standing here. But mine's the most expensive.
Yours gets the bid pretty early. Mine's getting closer and closer to zero.
Closer and closer every time. Soon you'll hit zero. Sorry, Tom Tom. Next week I'll make sure to not say your name so I don't condemn you.
We apologize from Slab Stocks if Aaron chooses your name.
Yeah, once I pick your name, as of right now, it's 100% success rate. that you won't win. So 100% miss rate, if you want to say that.
Why, Jay, thank you. I put a lot of time into my outfit today. No, I'm just joking. I'm assuming he means I'm fine with my card.
Let's see here. See, because Jay's trying to snag it is what's going to happen here.
I had to choose the car I thought Jay would need.
The Randall's over doubled since I first noticed it, though.
Oh, he clarified. Okay. It's a little disappointing, but...
Yeah, I thought you were going to get the nice compliment there.
Yeah.
I suppose not. Sorry, buddy.
It's okay. My mom tells me I'm beautiful.
He didn't notice your exceptional wardrobe, sir. I think my Randall might be cooked here. I'm not going to lie.
You say that and then it gets a bid. Well, we both might be cooked here.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, I'm moving on.
Jeez. Did I not just call this? Yours is going to get a bid. Mine is not.
You got 2 seconds left here, buddy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Nah, you Dunsky. You Dunsky. I just got to sit and watch my Randall keep cooking. There's only 5 cards left. The most expensive item tonight was this $50,000 lot of 87 PSA 10 Pokemon.
Noish.
Which is wild.
Did you buy that, Aaron?
Yeah, you know it, man. Absolutely.
Black Sox Black Card, baby.
Right. You caught me again.
How was everybody's Easter?
Everybody had a good Easter. Julian. Look at that. Such a nice guy.
I'm so good at conversations.
He had to distract himself from getting eliminated so early.
It's a deflection mechanism.
The oldest trick in the book. I am cooked from today, man. So much food was eaten. I am. You know how I do sometimes.
I do know how you
do. So yeah, maybe a little bit too much. Jabroni going in the chest. We got $145 bid on the Randall, man. I thought that I'd be kicked out by now, man. It's me against an Ichiro from 2000 and a couple of anime cards, it looks like here. So let's see.
Was there any type of Easter egg hunt done? Or
yes, there was. I had my nephew and I did.
You pushing Easter over egg. Kids to try and get the eggs?
No, I was helping my nephew go get the eggs, man. He was pumped about it. Every time he see an egg, he'd like point and be like, egg.
That's amazing. Like,
we'd scurry and get it. No, it
I could totally see you like pushing him out of the way, my egg, but like.
No, I was being a helping hand. Are you kidding me?
When
you
dunked on the kid in the playground or whatever.
Oh my gosh. Calm down, sir. Nah, dude, that kid almost ended my life running underneath me and taking out my legs.
That's funny.
Let's go find out what that's
7,600.
Is that what it did?
7,800.
7,800. That's all time high sale of that card. Any grade?
Let's see. I'm assuming so, but yes, highest sale ever. BGS95 August 5th, 2021 did 7.25. Must have missed that one.
Wow. So it still is the highest though.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm gonna be adding a lot of zeros to that percent increase.
What is that like you're saying from the last time the PSA 10 sold?
Yeah.
That's gotta be like 1,400, right? 1,400 something, probably. Yeah. Something crazy. Well, my Randall, I might get this straight up dub here. I'm not gonna lie, unless this Ichiro beats me, but I got top two right now. You gotta be feeling pretty bad about yourself right now.
No, this isn't hard to win.
Right. To be fair, the other one has clearly proven harder to win, as this has been a much more occurring dub here, which really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but I guess it's just because there's some educated guesses I can go into. I don't know.
Yeah, this doesn't take as much skill. The other one's skill.
It literally makes no sense. I just said that the other one is more luck than this. Julie needs to downplay his demise.
I mean, I've done the impossible.
What, lose all these?
No. Win both at two separate times. Have you done that, Aaron?
No.
How you like dumb apples?
Dude, Justin Tucker on Cardano sold for $75. I'm kind of a snag, honestly. I wish I saw that.
The GOAT.
Yeah, absolute monster. Texas kicker, too.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, he
it was so long ago.
Well, it was. I mean, Nebraska was in the Big 12 at that point. I'm pretty sure that he hit the kick to beat Nebraska in the Big 12 championship game, if I remember correctly.
You're probably, what, like 20 at that point?
No, wait. What? 20?
I didn't say anything.
That was probably like 2011. Why would I be 20?
Like, okay, probably 25. Oh my God.
What an insult.
Give or take 5 years.
This is just drawing on and drawing on. I need to get this W.
True. We need to have our own FanDuel thing. Slapshots, sure PWCC Live. Over under.
Over under. That'd be fun, though. A little bit of a guessing game. This is crazy, dude. I can't believe these two cards are still going, man. I think I did this to myself here, picking the Randall that I said seemed to be very underlooked, and now here it is. 30 minutes later, still going. I did know that the Score app was pretty into sports card reporting over the last couple of years, but I did not see that they dropped a video of some type of.
But Tom, you don't look a day over 20.
Julie knows how to back himself out of the corner. I might be cooked here. I might be cooked. Honestly, this might be the end of the road, and I think it's the end of the road.
Go Ichiro.
Ichiro beat me. All right,
hit that L, baby.
Okay, stop your chirping, dude. You just got last by far. he's already thinking Fortnite right now. All right, that ends tonight's episode, everyone. It's a pretty fun episode. Lots of different things covered. Hope everyone enjoyed it, and a pretty good crowd here on Easter Sunday. So I hope everyone had a great weekend. Julian, thanks for joining. Good thoughts there with some of your cards that we highlighted. And hope everyone had a great time. We'll see you all next Sunday, same time, 9:45 p.m. Eastern time. Appreciate the support, and we'll see you all next time.